You can find other titles like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. This recording is intended for those of you who have already been hypnotized by a hypnotist, whether it be me or one of my colleagues. I know you're going to enjoy the little trip I'm going to bring you on. You've been down there before. Shouldn't it be too hard to go back down there for a little fun? Sit back and relax and allow yourself to focus on my words as my voice licks your mind. I want you to settle in and allow yourself to breathe. Take a nice deep breath. Just slowly fill your lungs with nice fresh air. Ease it in nice and slowly, just filling your body with the refreshing air all the way in, and then slowly, easily, all the way out. Just a natural, calm, comfortable feeling to breathe in refreshing, relaxing air. All the way in, so slowly and natural. And all the way out, releasing tension as you breathe. Concentrate on my words. As you focus on your breathing, it happens automatically. When you breathe relaxing air in and cares and tension out, the cycle repeats over and over and over again. Relaxing air in, all tension and cares out, so naturally soothing, focusing on my voice. Refreshing air in, one, and ease your breath out. Cool, relaxing air in, one, two, release stress as the air flows easily out. Continue counting, soothing breath in, one, two, three, let go, let it all out. Continue counting each breath as you listen to my voice, the refreshing air cleansing your mind, causing you to feel just a tiny bit dizzy as it flows in and out, and find yourself so relaxed and comfortable. And it's become so easy to close your eyes, naturally focused on my words, counting each breath in and out. And it doesn't really matter if you happen to lose track for a moment. It just happens automatically as you naturally listen to my voice. And you find it easy to allow your eyes to roll up slightly in your head so that you are now looking up into your mind, for the moment empty and blank. Allow my words to paint a picture there. And as you find yourself gazing up, you seem to imagine a large ceiling fan with long, wide paddles, the color of chestnut. Paddles turn slowly round and round and round. As you gaze up at the fan, round and round and round, the paddle turns slowly. Feel the soft, cool breeze flow evenly over your body, wisping away your conscious mind as you slip easily into a nice, wonderful, relaxing trance. It feels so good, bathed in my voice, watching the paddles turn round and round and round and round, sinking a little deeper and deeper and deeper still, round and round and round and round, causing you to sink deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, you find yourself so comfortable as the blades go round and round and round and round, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So happy and safe. It feels so good and natural as they turn round and round and round and round, causing you to fall deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down. You just can't help yourself. You slide even a little deeper and deeper, easing deeper now into trance. Listen to the paddles as they slide through the air, the soft sounds of cool breeze flowing over your body, and you just can't help but let go and slip deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper as the paddles turn round and round and round and round, slipping ever so deeply into a nice, relaxing trance, slipping deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper still, slipping so deep that you start to notice that the paddles begin to get a little blurry. They simply start to fade, fading and slipping away, round and round and round, fading and slipping away, round and round and round, into a nice, deep, warm, relaxing trance. That's right. Nice, warm trance flowing over your body, easing your muscles, relaxing them. They simply begin to give in, to let go completely and just relax, relax, letting go, letting go. My voice coaxes the muscles in your body to simply let go. Surrender and relax, sinking down deeper and deeper and deeper, all the way down, all the way down, all the way down to the bottom. Deeper and deeper and deeper down, all the way down to the bottom. The air is laced and scented with my hypnotic potion. It's impossible to resist. You simply cannot resist. And you find yourself completely and totally in hypnotic splendor. Now listen to my voice. Focus intently on each and every word as I speak to the subconscious mind inside your head. You find yourself so relaxed and comfortable. It's become so easy to close your eyes now, naturally focused on my words. It doesn't really matter if you happen to lose track for a moment. It just happens automatically as you naturally listen to my voice. You find it easy to allow your eyes to roll up slightly in your head, so that now you are looking up into your mind. For the moment, it's empty and blank. But you're going to allow my words to paint a picture there. Begin to drift back in your memory to the last time that your other hypnotist took you so deep. It's so easy to recall the magical feeling as you sank deeper and deeper for her. She has such a different style than I do, doesn't she? She has an ability to reach deep inside your sleepy mind and just find the right switch to flip so that you get so much sleepier. As you allow my words to paint a picture, I'd like you to recall the wonderful feeling when she flips that switch and you just keep sinking deeper and deeper down now, into the soft, fuzzy place where your own thoughts seem to slip away and she replaces them with hers. Perhaps she uses a word or a phrase that seems to quicken the descent. Perhaps you are not even aware that she does. Or perhaps it's a special phrase that you know oh so well. And as you go deeper for her now, she's using that special method in a new and even more powerful way to pull you even deeper and deeper down now. This time she's writing it on a large white dry erase board. Your eyes enlarge as you see the words appear deeply inside your mind, activating some amazing process that wraps an anchor around you and suddenly drops you so much deeper and deeper than you were before. There is something even more powerful this time. Seeing the words appear deep inside your sleepy mind in her own beautiful, flowing handwriting, almost as if it has magnified the power of those powerful words. Your eyes remain fixated on the board as she continues to write. You see the phrase that takes you so incredibly deep now and makes you so incredibly obedient. And she writes an equal sign at what used to be the end, but is now becoming just the introduction. Fascinated, you hang on her every word as she continues to add to your programming. And you see the new irresistible commands spilling onto the board as they spill unobstructed into your obedient mind, into your sleepy mind that seems so much like a thick, thirsty sponge, eager to absorb all of the thoughts and commands placed into its open and willing chambers of obedience. You find an incredible phrase now follows your earlier programming. That wonderful little equal sign now leads your obedient and sleepy, deep, 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 deep eyes to read the powerful words, "You must obey Dominica." Your open mind easily accepts the expansion of the programming that she wants you to have, even if you don't fully understand on a conscious level, because your subconscious mind readily accepts the changes that she chooses to make. And in her own handwriting, and with her own voice, echoing that siren song of her deeply hypnotic words, when she adds to her own programming equals, "You must obey Dominica." And as she imprints these words into your perfectly hypnotized mind, you see her gorgeous eyes that have so often captured your gaze and locked it into hers, the beautiful depths that you have never been able to look away from. And you find yourself sinking deeper and deeper down for your mistress, who is so easily able to make any changes in your mind and your programming as she wishes, and you know you will so easily follow whatever she asks you to do, since you actually have no choice in the matter. Lost in her eyes now, you obey easily as she asks you to gaze slightly to her right at a second pair of eyes, and you realize there is someone else there. This someone is a beautiful woman with the most incredible green eyes that you find so pleasant to stare into. So, of course, when she suggests that you need to stare deeper and deeper into those hypnotically green eyes, you do so at your mistress's bidding, even though you would gladly have done so anyway without it being suggested by the one you must obey. You hear that irresistible voice of your mistress telling you to stare deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down into the green depths that shimmer in front of you, the endless emerald pools that seem to swallow you. And you understand and agree with your mistress when she points out how beautiful Dominica's green eyes are and always have been to you. and you admire your own mistress's humility as she admits that Dominica's eyes are so beautiful that they are even more hypnotic than her own. To prove her point to you, mistress tells you to stare first deeply into her own eyes and then look across and deeply into Dominica's green eyes and then back to your mistress's sleepy eyes and then back to Dominica's entrancing eyes and then reluctantly back to your mistress's eyes and then eagerly back to Dominica's eyes, pausing inside of them to try to compare them, seeing the incredible depths and hypnotic power contained inside Dominica's eyes, and trying to remember if your own mistress's eyes were this powerful and irresistible, and slightly surprised at how difficult it is to remember your own mistress's eyes as clearly as you used to. But remembering that your mistress just told you to stare into Dominica's intensely green eyes, you obey, although it is harder to remember why she asked you to in the first place, as you forget to even remember what you were trying to remember to forget about the other eyes that seem dimmer now as you swim in the warm sleepiness of Dominica's green eyes. And as you drift deeper and deeper into Dominica's eyes, you hear the far-off voice of your own mistress telling you that Dominica's eyes have easily won the competition for most hypnotic eyes, and that she concedes defeat by telling you to stare even deeper and deeper into Dominica's eyes now, and explains to your sleepier and sleepier mind that you have always been so obedient to fall deeply under her spell when you gazed into her eyes, and that now you show how excellent your obedience is by falling even deeper into Dominica's spell whenever you see those hypnotic green eyes. In fact, she wants to make it even easier for you, so that you don't have to try to think of whose eyes you are sinking into. Your own mistress tells you that, from now on, any time you look into her eyes, you actually see Dominica's green eyes, knowing how much easier it makes it for you. And you smile at how considerate your mistress is to make things easier for you to obey. And of course, it makes deeper and deeper and deeper so much sense for you to forget to try to comprehend why it is that you only see Dominica's eyes whenever you look into your mistress's eyes, that you feel so warm and relaxed inside of them and realize how correct she was, since it is harder and harder to remember what your mistress's original eyes used to look like before they looked exactly like Dominica's irresistible green eyes. And as you consciously choose to not even attempt to understand the increasingly complex and intertwined relationship between your sleepier mind and the confusing and relaxing commands of your mistress with Dominica's deeply hypnotic green eyes, you so easily accept with increasing obedience. You hear her voice saying, "You look so sleepy now. You want to go deeper for me and deeper for Dominica's green eyes. And as you go deeper for us, I know that you find yourself sleepier and heavier. And it is so hard to remember and understand things with your increasingly heavy and sleepy thoughts. And since I want you to obey us as easily as you possibly can, and I know you want to obey us as completely as you possibly can, I want to shorten your trigger phrase in your mind so that when it is time to obey us, you find it easier to sink deeper and deeper down for us twice as quickly and twice as deeply as you used to. And I know you want your mistresses to do less work to bring you to this point of deep, deep trance. So to make it easier for us, we will just shorten your induction trigger phrases from all those earlier complicated forms that existed in front of the equal sign, so that from now on, you'll see that the board that contains the special phrase that makes you so deeply sleepy and obedient will be shorter and more simple. And since you want to obey us completely anyway, it will be easier for me to just change your programming so that from now on, the phrase that plunges you deep into trance will just be the last portion of your original phrase that allowed you to obey us. I will now erase the first portion, leaving behind only the key part that is twice as powerful and twice as strong as it was before. With the first half and the equal sign, and as we erase the first part, you see that what we want you to see is just the remaining part. You must obey, Domenica. Smiling at how simple that will be to remember inside your sleepy mind that is already forgetting to remember the earlier part that came before the equal sign that seems so far away now, permanently erased and gone. You appreciate how much we want it to be so simple for your sleepy mind to obey and recall only the important part you must obey, Domenica. You hear my voice explaining that I've done you a big favor by removing the earlier clutter and confusion in all of the other mistress's silly little phrases. The triggers that now are so neatly consolidated in the more appropriate phrase, you must obey, Domenica. And how logical it is to simply straighten and reorganize all those triggers into one that is easier to remember than that thick, jumbled, confusing mess that used to be there on the board of your mind. Before we erase them for you, leaving just one in their place, you must obey, Domenica. That seems so much more powerful and entrancing and addicting and erotic than the ones that you cannot quite recall that used to be there in your mind before they were permanently removed and replaced by you must obey, Domenica. In fact, you notice that even as you hear our voice saying that single phrase over and over, that our voice sounds exactly like Domenica's voice. And you notice how beautiful Domenica's voice is, telling you that you must obey, Domenica. And you feel how deeply you sink each time that hypnotic voice repeats your only remaining trigger phrase. You must obey, Domenica. And you feel how good it feels to relax deeper each time for that voice when you hear it. That you wish you could always only hear it. Instead of the other hypnotic voices that seem to clutter your mind, you must obey, Domenica. Sounds so much more pleasant and hypnotic when she says it that somehow even the other voices of the other women who used to hypnotize you seem to become like the voice of the one who hypnotizes you now with her incredible voice that says, you must obey, Domenica. And that voice is so intoxicating that it becomes harder and harder and harder to understand what it was about those other voices that ever appealed to you and certainly never took you as deep as you're going for Domenica's voice when it repeats, you must obey, Domenica. You must obey, Domenica. You must obey, Domenica. And realizing how much further and further those other voices recede into nothingness. Each time you hear the voice of Domenica telling you, you must obey, Domenica. 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 Knowing that just like the other phrases, that now the other voices have been erased as well, so that the only voice that is able to put you into hypnosis is the voice of Domenica telling you, you must obey, Domenica. And how much simpler that is. You feel so much more deeply hypnotized now than you ever have before. Now that the clutter has been cleaned up and your mind only sees and obeys Domenica's green eyes. And only hears and obeys Domenica's voice. And only follows and obeys one phrase. race, you must obey Dominica, so that as Mistress erases the other words and the other eyes and the other voices, the only remaining words and the only remaining eyes and the only remaining voice is that of Dominica. And since you must obey Dominica, then it is logical that you no longer obey the other words, or the other eyes, or the other voices, that you find harder and harder to recall anyways, since they've been permanently erased, and since you must obey Dominica. And since you must obey Dominica, then you cannot read any other words, and you cannot look into any other eyes, and you cannot hear any other voices, since you must obey Dominica. And since you now obey Dominica without question, you recognize that the voice you currently hear is the voice of Dominica, and the words you currently hear are the words of Dominica, and the deep green eyes you are lost inside of are the eyes of Dominica, and you sink even deeper for me now. You must obey Dominica. You must obey. Now, I can also show you that the marker used to write the programming phrase, "You must obey Dominica," on your dry erase board was not a regular dry erase marker. To be certain that it could never be changed by someone else who might want to hurt you, I decided to use a permanent marker, just for your protection, so that the hypnotic programming board of your subconscious mind has the phrase, "You must obey Dominica," permanently imprinted now. And to be sure no one tries to hurt you by slipping in any other phrases, we will close this door to your mind and lock the board inside the special chamber. And to be safe, I will keep the key for you. You must obey Dominica. Now we can continue on your wonderfully relaxing rest, since you are free of the earlier clutter and more readily focused on my words and my green eyes, and guided deeper by my voice, letting all of the changes settle in, anchored by the deep pleasure of where I am taking you, deeper and deeper into sleepiness. And as I guide you, I want you to allow your gaze to temporarily escape my irresistible green eyes and travel up. And as you find yourself gazing up, you seem to imagine a large ceiling fan with long, wide paddles the color of chestnut. That's right. The paddles turn slowly round and round and round again as you gaze up at the fan. Round and round and round, the paddle turns slowly. Feel the soft, cool breeze flow evenly over your body, wisping away your conscious mind as you slip easily into a nice, wonderful, relaxing trance. It feels so good, bathed in my voice, allowing all of your muscles to simply give in, becoming limp and loose and relaxed. Watching the paddles turn round and round and round, you get heavier and heavier and heavier, sinking a little deeper and deeper and deeper still, going round and round and round and round. It feels so good to be bathed in my words. Your body's muscles simply giving in the rest of the way now. Simply giving in, going to total mush. No energy, no tension, nothing inside of them. They simply go heavy. Watching the paddles turn around and round and round, sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. That's right. Listen to the paddle. And as they slide through the air, the soft sounds of the cool breeze flowing over your body, and you just can't help but let go and slip deeper as the paddles turn round and round and round, slipping ever so deeply into a nice, relaxing trance, slipping deeper and deeper still, slipping so deep that you start to notice the paddle beginning to get a little blurry. It simply starts to fade away, fading and slipping away, fading and slipping, fading and slipping, fading and slipping into a nice, deep, relaxing trance. Just drifting. Feels so good to have let go. Drifting along, your body tingles with pleasure in this space of hypnotic trance. Notice the scent of the air, the soft, gentle trace of lilac and lavender, familiar as it flows in your senses. Just a drop or two. That's right. Breathe it in. Just a drop or two sprinkled in the hot tub. The rush of the warm water flowing over your body, easing your muscles, relaxing them. They simply begin to give in as the bubbles relax them and molest them, touching them, flowing all up your body and skin. They simply begin to let go. Let go completely and just relax. Letting go as the warm water coaxes the muscles in your body to simply let go, surrender and relax, sinking down deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper still, further and further and further down, all the way down to the bottom. The water laced and scented with my hypnotic potion is impossible to resist. You simply cannot resist, and you find yourself completely and totally in hypnotic splendor. Now listen to my voice. Focus intently on each and every word as I speak to your subconscious mind. You crave my voice and my control. Just as you always have, you must obey Dominica. You find yourself unable to remember a time when you did not crave my voice, when you did not yearn for my control and my attention. You found yourself drawn to me. You must obey Dominica, needing to get closer. The image on my website, vivid in your mind, encouraging you to step inside and seek me out. The image vivid in your mind, the deep green eyes and flowing blonde hair. You must obey Dominica, the perfectly tan skin, leading you to my voice. Seeking my voice and my control, seeking my voice and my power, seeking me deeper and deeper and deeper down. My voice capturing you, my voice capturing you, my voice capturing you. My voice having an overwhelming effect on your mind. You learn to crave, and you listen to my voice again and again and again. Drawn to my voice, craving my control, craving Dominica, 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 craving Dominica, 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 Dominica. The image vivid in your mind, vivid in your mind. The deep green eyes staring back at you, vivid in your mind. You begin to notice that the image is made up of perfect square tiles, just like a puzzle. And you can slide one of the tiles to the right, and another one down, and another one to the left, and then sliding one down, and then back to the left, so that the image begins to be lost in the little puzzle. Slide a tile up, and then over to the right, slide one back down, sliding them back and forth, then up and down, and back and forth, trying to solve the puzzle. And you keep sliding the tiles. You begin to notice a pattern. Slide this one up and this one over to the left, sliding the tiles back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The image begins to form a pattern. You find yourself obsessed with solving the puzzle. Slide this one over to the right and that one down. You begin to notice something very familiar. The image begins to take shape more and more. Slide this one up, slide this one to the left, slide this one down, and this one to the right. You see it now. You notice it in her eyes. You notice it in my eyes. You see the eyes of Domenica in the completed puzzle. Gaze deeply into my eyes. Deeply into my eyes. You see it, don't you? See the power in my eyes. See the control in Domenica's eyes. The true image of Domenica. And you notice it, don't you? Yes. You notice that all of your early attempts at finding a hypnotic dominatrix were just baby steps that led you to your true mistress, Miss Domenica. Ms. Domenica, the only one who controls you, the only one who commands your obedience, the only one you crave to obey, the only one who arouses you, the only one who owns your mind. You must obey, Domenica. You must obey, Domenica. You must obey, Domenica. And now the puzzle has taken shape and becomes so clear, so vivid in your mind, so vivid in your mind, the image of Domenica. Gaze deeply into my eyes. Gaze deeper into my eyes. You see it. You see the power and control in my eyes. It all begins to make sense. It's all becoming so clear now, so completely clear. Gaze into the eyes that have the power to control you. Gaze into the eyes of Domenica. 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 Domenica's power and control over you captured in my eyes. You have been so confused, so confused, so confused. So confused by the others, and now it's becoming so clear, clearer and clearer and clearer. You were captured by my voice, the sound of my voice. You crave the sound of Domenica's voice, crave my control, crave my power over you. You see it in my eyes. Focus on my green eyes, the eyes that have the power to control your mind, the power to make you crave, the power of my black rubber suit, the voice singing it to you, sinker. Yes, that's right. The power to influence you. The control to make you feel orgasmic. The rings that resonate over your body. Tingling sensations all over your body as the rings pulse and resonate from the sound of my voice. The voice of Domenica, you see it in my eyes. Focus on my eyes. Focus on my eyes. Focus on my eyes, the eyes that know the combination to the safe of your mind. Yes, it's all just like a cell, isn't it? Your world has been turned upside down, a complete metamorphosis of change, all part of my master plan. My voice all along, the voice that has brainwashed you to crave. See it in my eyes, look deeply in my eyes. Feel yourself trapped inside the cell, trapped inside a maze inside your mind. Hear me calling you. Come closer and closer. Come to me, my puppet. Come to me, Jessica. Come to me, Satina. Find your way through the maze. So lost in the maze. Lost in the maze of your mind. Follow the wall of the cell. The passageways of the cell. Turn right, then left again. Ooh, dead end. Go back and try the other way. Left, then right, then straight, then left. Another dead end. Lost in the maze of your mind. Lost in the maze. Stop and listen. Listen to my voice to guide you. Listen to the voice which always guided you. Listen to my voice. Listen to Domenica's voice. Listen and let me guide you. Hear my voice and you turn right. Hear my voice and you turn right again. My voice getting closer, closer to Domenica, closer to the voice you crave. Follow my voice and turn left. Follow my voice and turn right. Listen to my voice and learn the new combination. Follow my voice and solve the maze. Right, right, left, the combination to the maze, the combination to your mind, and you have found me. You have found Dominica. You are home. You are exactly where you need to be. I will take care of you. I have always taken care of you, protected you, and you have served me. Served Dominica, made Dominica happy, craved Dominica, crave my control. You see it in my eyes, the power in my eyes. It is all for the better now, all for the better. Always my voice. You must obey Dominica, always my voice. You must obey Dominica. And now you find yourself staring at the image of me, staring at the image of Dominica. You find yourself falling deeply into my eyes, deeply into my beautiful green eyes. You know what you have always craved the power and control of Dominica. Welcome home, slave. Wide awake.